I'm here tonight talking to Stelios, who is the guitarist from Greek Southern Rockers Planet of Zeus. Hi Stelios, how are you doing?
Hi, hello, I'm fine.
Good, good. Right, first of all, we've got to talk about your new album, Vigilante. It's also your third album, which has just been released this week. So how are you and the rest of the band feeling about it?
We are enthusiastic about it, and it's been a while because I don't know about the if it's published right now in the UK, but it's been a while here in Greece. It's out like from last April.
Oh, it came out this week here, just a few days ago.
Yeah. We know it's a different place.
Yeah.
we feel pretty pretty sure about the outcome of the album. We think we are one step closer to the Planet of Zeus sound, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
To define our own sound, I think it's up to the audience to send us the feedback, you know. But so far it's been great. I think it's gonna be liked.
Yeah. Cool. I hope so. Right, well, we'll go back to the album a little bit later. Firstly, can you tell the listeners a little bit more about Planet of Zeus if they don't know the band?
Yeah, we are Planet of Zeus, yes. We play heavy rock or something like this. We are from Athens, Greece. Vigilante is our third album. The previous two were the first one, 11 the Hard Way, which was released on 2008, I think. And the second one, Macho Libre, that was released in 2011.
Yeah.
We've played everywhere around Greece and in lots of places around Europe. So far, this was our third European tour that ended a week ago. And we hope to reach as many places as we can.
Yeah. Okay, so can you tell me a bit more about the band name? Is there any kind of story behind that? Obviously, it's a very big character, Zeus.
Yeah, there is a story, actually. We were in high school, attending an astronomy class, like for no reason. There was this saying about the planet Jupiter, that it refers to Zeus. Jupiter means Zeus or Dias in Greek. And the thing, the phrase Planet of Zeus sounded very rock and psychedelic to us at that point. We hadn't decided that we were going to play heavy rock, but never matter, we kept it.
Yeah.
Sounds heavy and psychedelic at the same time.
Oh, cool. So nothing to do with the god Zeus then?
No, nothing with the actual god, if there was any.
Okay, cool. Right. Okay, so like you say, you've been together a while. You formed back in 2000, so you've been around quite a while now. What kind of changes have you been through as a band to get to where you are now?
Well, we had been playing for like 6 or 7 years without being active. In discography or we didn't take it that serious back then.
Mm.
So if we have to, the active history of Planet of Zeus is like 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
I think it's a bigger thing going down here in Greece. The underground rock scene seems to evolve like the last 5 years, and we are very happy to be a part of it. And I think the so-called underground is not underground in the matter of how it sounds, but the so-called underground rock scene in Europe, I think it's evolving to a very nice thing. It's a very nice thing going on, all these bands and all this stuff going around. The internet has played the role, you know, the main part.
Yeah.
But it's very, very nice.
Yeah, I was going to ask you a bit about that, actually, so we might as well go on to that, about the Greek metal scene. You know, I don't know an awful lot about it. You said it's sort of quite underground and it's developing. So is it quite a popular? Is there a big sort of fan base for metal in Greece?
Greece has a big history with heavy metal, like all kinds of it. like from new wave of its heavy metal to thrash metal to black metal, whatever.
Yeah.
Everything was very popular around here, but it's the first time that the Greek people are starting to listen to Greek bands. This is the difference.
Yeah.
This is the change that takes place. But they are very supportive and they grow bigger, like year after year.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, your biggest export that I know is Gus G and Firewind, of course. He's, you know, I guess he's one of the most famous people to everybody else.
And there's also Rotting Christ, the black
band. Yes.
Very classic.
I also know Sorrow's Path as well. Do you know those guys?
Sorrow's Path?
Mm.
I'm not sure.
Ah, right, okay. So, but there's definitely quite a few emerging, which is great to see. So let's hope it continues.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just said, obviously, you've just done a tour of Europe, and you've done extensive touring in Greece. Do you have any more touring planned with the new album being out to go further afield?
Some more tours in Greece, and then with the new year, I mean, I don't know, somewhere around the spring of next year, we will have I'm not sure at this point, but we are programming on it.
Mm.
We are working on it to have a UK tour and another European one, but a little smaller this time.
Oh, great stuff. So we shall watch out for that. What about festivals? Might you be playing at some next year?
Yeah, we're trying to catch some festivals. We're not in the place to announce anything, but I think there are going to be some festivals, so you have to keep track with us. You know,
yes, yeah. Well, stay tuned for that.
There will be some information.
Yeah, okay. So back to the new album, Vigilante. There are 10 tracks, which are great. Can you tell me a bit more about the content and the process that you go through to produce the finished songs?
Yeah, this was the first time that we tried to track every instrument at the same time, like a live performance or something.
Mm.
This worked like in 85% because we kept all the rhythm tracks, the guitars and bass and drums, and then we overdubbed some of the solos and the vocals. So we tried to keep the live feeling as we can, and I think we kept it. But also, we tried to make it sound heavy as we like it. So we had to find this perfect, you know, amount of everything. I don't think it's perfect, but it's the best we can do, and we are very, very proud of it.
Yeah.
If you mean the content in the lyrics way, we can talk. We can discuss about it.
Go on to the lyrics, definitely. I'm always interested to know where you get the ideas from.
Well, we never wanted to dictate to through our lyrics to people to do something or to have a certain way of doing things, but the last years in Greece stand and do nothing. You cannot do that. So we are we have songs, so we are allowed to talk through them. But it's not the only context. You know, there's some of it. You know, you can tell it from the title, Vigilante.
Yeah.
It's all about revenge.
Yeah.
But there are cooler songs. There are some more easy songs in it.
Right, can you explain the great, is it Dandolos? What's that all about?
Yes. Nick Dandolos is the name of the most famous Greek gambler ever. He's Nick the Greek.
Right, no, I don't think I have. No.
So it's a song about this character, and
right,
about winning everything and losing everything at the same time.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'll have to look into that one then. Okay, Tornado stands out as well. That's a pretty heavy track as well.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, there's some great songs. Okay, cool. Right, what are we going on to next? So what kind of music got you into rock and metal when you were younger?
The weird thing with us is that it's not the same music that brought us together, because I for instance, me and Seraphim, Saik, the drummer, we were listening more classic rock, I mean, yeah. 50s, 60s stuff.
Right.
And the other guys, Babis and Jay, they were more into extreme metal music.
Yeah.
So we found this was during adolescence, but
yeah.
We found ourselves somewhere in the middle, I think.
Right. Oh, cool. So did you all get together at school then? Is that how you all met?
The three of us, we played together through during high school, but we already knew the fourth one, but we hadn't played together back then. But we became together, we became a four-member band, like 5 years later.
Yeah. Okay. So what influences you now then with your music? Do you have, you know, other bands that influence your work?
These bands vary from, you know, from the Kinks to Slayer.
Yeah?
I'm not sure. What's the biggest influence? You know?
That's a cool mix. Oh, great stuff. Okay, so what's coming up next then for Planet of Zeus? Can you tell me your future plans?
We are in the process of writing and recording a song which will be a title song for a Greek movie that's going to come out next year some point. I don't know when.
Oh, great.
Its name will be The Republic, and we are in the middle of writing a song for it.
Right.
Then it's some touring, and I think somewhere around the end of the next year, we are going in the studio again for a new expedition. I don't know.
Right, so lots of new stuff going on then. But for now, you're just relaxing for a little while and getting
yes.
over your tour. Yeah.
I'm sleeping like 18 hours a day.
Oh, well, that sounds lovely.
Yes, it is.
Enjoy it while you can.
I will. I mean, there's like 1 week left and then we'll go back to work.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right, so would you like to leave a message for the listeners to this interview and your fans to finish off with?
Of course. Hello, everyone. I am Stelios from Planet of Zeus. Thank you, everyone, for listening to us and supporting us through all these years. Hope to meet you somewhere in a show or something.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. That's great. Well, thank you for your time, Stelios. And,
thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your rest. You're welcome. Thanks.